Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Tyler Grant, the director of the Forum Internship Leadership Development Program here at Fraser. This past summer, Fraser has hosted 7 interns who have worked across various ministries of our church, and we wanted to give you the chance to hear from each one of them this week. Today, you'll hear from Davis Brewer, who has been interning with our worship ministry. So, Davis, what's been your biggest takeaway for this summer?
I think that my favorite part, and I'm not joking, has been going to the meetings and seeing how everybody interacts with each other, seeing the leadership there by us in our church, how to be good at logistics and also be good at looking for everyone's needs. I've given my own input a couple times. I think that the room is very open for discussion, very open for ideas, and they do it very well that way. Pastor Chris and Jared and Jordan and anybody in a leadership capacity really put others' plans over theirs, seeing what they can do to help with whatever it is, being a very good leader and not being a selfish leader. But I've also had a lot of fun doing other things and learning other skills. Like, I play in the band, but one thing I haven't really done a lot is work with the, like, Gabe and Henry and Steve and all of them that are in broadcast and in the tech area. And so I've gotten to see how they set up things and kind of gotten to see a little bit behind the scenes. It's helpful, a helpful skill, and also is a bigger part of what I do regularly in the worship ministry.
What scripture passage has been speaking to you recently?
So this isn't my favorite scripture. It's one that came to mind whenever I was thinking about how I've been, or the time that I've been here at Fraser. And it was Philippians 2, 1 through 5. It's whenever Paul is writing to Philippi, or the church of Philippi, and the header is, have the attitude of Christ. It says, is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try and impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have that same attitude that Christ Jesus had. As I've been able to spend time with the Fraser staff and see what goes on, I've been made aware and noticed a lot of the attitudes that this staff has. It's not your regular staff that you'd find at a business or a big CEO company or even a small McDonald's chain restaurant or something like that. What I can tell, they all have the attitude of Christ and they all work in the interests of each other's. You know, we have a staff meeting, I think once a month, and it's kind of a small version of a standard traditional worship service where we worship through singing. It's a place where they're authentic and they have and everyone sees their true attitude. It's intimate between the staff and it's worship experience where they're not playing on a stage, they're not preaching on a stage, but they're given the same energy and the same attitude that they have and they should have whenever following Christ. And it's amazing to see worship that's so good coming from a staff that's authentic in front of the stage and behind it.
What encouragement do you have for the Fraser family?
One of the biggest ways that you could improve your life is giving with your service and your time. Whether that's in an upward football team coaching, or if it's being part of a prayer team, or being somebody that passes out the offering baskets. I think giving with your time is something that is amazing for your growth with Christ, because giving with your time puts you in places that gives you interactions with other church members that share your following of Christ, and gives you time, you know, knowing that you're contributing to the advancement of the kingdom, which is really good. And also it gives you, you know, it gives you real skill and you learn how to do things. And that's a byproduct of just having a heart for Christ. You naturally get things that are, you know, helpful for you in the world. So, you know, example of that is that being in the student leadership whenever I was still a student helped me in my leadership areas in ways that I wouldn't have gotten if I wasn't in that leadership position, of course. So, you know, if you're passing out the offering bowl, or if you're volunteering to cook for an event or something, or if you're volunteering to, you know, do whatever it is, you're going to grow, and you should be growing your relationship with Christ, and you're going to be growing with your church family, and you're going to grow in your faith. That's the most important thing.